You may have seen productions of The Tempest over the years, the play about betrayal, forgiveness, and magic. Set on a near-deserted island, has been one of Shakespeare's most frequently staged in our region. Lantern Theater in Center City, Philadelphia, is taking a crack at it now, and for WHYY, Howard Shapiro says this production is different from others.
You'll rarely, maybe never, see a production of Shakespeare's The Tempest as earthbound as Lantern Theater's. The play unfolds on an island where Prospero, the deposed Duke of Milan, has acquired the powers of magic. The Tempest is ripe for special effects that attract stage directors nowadays, but you won't see Prospero's invisible sprite Ariel, played by a bouncing shaft of light at Lantern Theater, or even old-fashioned stage mists swarming around the characters. You'll hear dim sounds and distant notes, and there's some shadow play in the light behind a scrim. But the Lantern's artistic director, Charles McMahon, stages this Tempest with his eyes fixed on Shakespeare's text, much of it beautiful English, nicely delivered by his cast. Ariel herself is portrayed by the busy local actress Bizanneau, who shows how a Tempest can work without the technical razzmatazz. She inhabits Ariel with exaggerated flickers of her eyes, a crouch, a jump, and curious animal-like twitches around her mouth. She's her own special effects machine, and she sold me on the Lantern's production, which has its peaks and dips, but balances out as a solid interpretation of a complex plot. The story begins with a huge storm Prospero and Ariel create to shipwreck all the people who had anything to do with usurping Prospero's dukedom in Milan. Prospero is commandingly played by the veteran Philadelphia actor Peter Delaurier. His daughter Miranda has grown up in isolation on this island without the distraction of boys. And it so happens that one of Prospero's enemies is washed up on shore along with his son. As in other Shakespeare plays, the young man and Prospero's daughter fall in love instantly. These two characters are a high point of the Lantern's Tempest because they're portrayed by Ruby Wolfe and Chris Anthony, whose performances create a rich longing from Shakespeare's words. The Tempest's major theme is about forgiveness in spite of a terrible wrong. This production makes it clear that families split by feuds can be made whole again, especially when the next generation has little reason to care about who said what or did whatever. The Tempest runs through April 29th. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.